Hello, this is Pastor Jeff Riddle of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia, and this is an audio version of a book review that I wrote. The book that is under review is one by James E. Dolezal, titled All That Is in God, subtitled Evangelical Theology and the Challenge of Classical Christian Theism. It was published by Reformation Heritage Books in 2017 and is 176 pages in length. I will post a PDF of the review to sermonaudio.com along with this audio entry. Now here is a reading of the review, which appeared in the Midwestern Journal of Theology, Volume 17, Number 2, the Fall 2018 issue, on pages 122 to 126. There is nothing more elemental to theology than the doctrine of God. This important book examines the doctrine of God and current controversy over how best to rightly understand and articulate that doctrine. James E. Dolezal is a professor of theology at Cairn University. This book is based on a series of lectures that Dolezal presented at a Reformed Baptist Pastors Conference in Southern California in 2015. It reflects a more popular version of the author's monograph, God Without Parts, Divine Simplicity, and the Metaphysics of God's Absoluteness, published by Pickwick in 2011, and a revision of Dolezal's doctoral dissertation at Westminster Theological Seminary. In All That Is in God, Dolezal defends what he describes as classical theism over against theistic mutualism or theistic personalism. The problem, according to Dolezal, is not just that some liberal theologians have departed from classical understandings of the doctrine of God in modern movements like open theism and process theology, but that a number of evangelical theologians and philosophers have also increasingly adopted and advocated a softer form of theistic mutualism. According to Dolezal, the significant doctrinal flashpoints in this controversy are most notably related to the doctrines of divine immutability, simplicity, eternity, and substantial unity. His desire is to rehabilitate, quote, the Catholic orthodoxy of the older Reformed confessions and theologians, end quote, page 8. Dolezal gives attention, in turn, to each of the four flashpoints noted above. He begins with immutability, by sketching the classical understanding of divine self-sufficiency or aseity. Since nothing in God is derived or caused to be, God is not subject to change. Quote, classical theists insist that God is being, not becoming, end quote, page 15. If God is pure being, then it follows that he cannot undergo change. Mutabilist language in Scripture is therefore to be taken figuratively. Modern theologians, however, have pushed back against the classical view in an attempt to soften its, quote, perceived austerity, end quote, page 22. This has been true even in Calvinistic circles. Dolezal suggests that scholars like Bruce A. Ware have endorsed, quote, the idea of a God who is subject to alterations of being, end quote, page 27. He contends that Ware's theology proper is, quote, a form of modified theistic mutualism rather than of modified classical theism, end quote, page 28. He notes similar difficulties in the theologizing of J.I. Packer and Rob Lister. Theistic mutualism, Dolezal concludes, is, quote, like an acid that cannot but burn through a whole host of divine attributes, end quote, page 35. It is not simply a variation or refinement of classical theism, but, quote, more like a demolition and wholesale replacement, end quote, page 35. Dolezal proceeds to examine the doctrine of divine simplicity, which he describes as the indispensable centerpiece of theology proper. God is without parts. One cannot distinguish between God's essence and God's attributes. As the title of this book reflects, all that is in God is God. Though Dalzell concedes that this doctrine is supported by no single biblical proof text, he contends that it is there by way of good and necessary consequence. He sees three biblical doctrines in particular as supporting divine simplicity: divine independence, infinity, and creation. Divine simplicity is also affirmed throughout church history, from the patristic to medieval to reformational to modern periods. Thus, it constitutes, quote, a baseline, a controlling grammar for all our thought and beliefs about God, end quote, page 58. This fundamental doctrine has of late, however, been ignored, denied, or distorted by theistic mutualists. Dalzell suggests that Bruce A. Ware and others ignore divine simplicity when they claim that God can acquire being that he does not possess in his essence. The likes of John Feinberg deny it by claiming that it has no biblical warrant. John Frame and others distort it by making use of univocal religious language that has constructed a complex essence view of God, seeming to regard, quote, God's divinity as a sum of discrete properties, end quote, page 74. God is not, however, a composite of his attributes. According to Dalzell, the undermining of the classical theistic view of simplicity risks subversion of God's ontological absoluteness. Thus, he urges recovery of the old commitment to divine simplicity and forsaking, quote, the misguided path of thinking that our thought or language adequately computes the mysterious manner of God's existence, end quote, page 78. Dalzell turns next to the doctrine of divine eternity. Theistic mutualists have, he claims, tended to posit that if God is truly related to the world in some meaningful way, he must experience the passage of time. The classical view of God, however, holds that since God is perfect, quote, no new state of being can come upon him, and neither can any state of being slip away from him, end quote, page 82. Thus, God is eternal, and his eternity is timeless. Dalzell acknowledges that the scriptural descriptions of God's eternity as timeless are not always as clear as one might hope, but this doctrine is supported by other classical doctrines affirmed by Scripture, like divine infinity, immutability, and simplicity. Theistic mutualists, however, have undertaken either to replace, modify, or augment the classical view. Dalzell cites Christian philosopher Nicholas Wolterstorff as suggesting that we should speak of God as everlasting rather than eternal. Others, however, have simply modified the concept of divine eternity by holding that God was beyond time only until the creation. William Lane Craig is an advocate for this timeless turned temporal view. Finally, some suggest that God's timelessness must only be augmented by some degree of temporality. Dalzell cites here John Frame's view of two modes of existence in God. According to this view, if God acts in time, then he really exists temporally. Dalzell warns, however, that this third option requires the abandonment of divine simplicity. Eternalists maintain, contrary to theistic mutualists, that even creation must be understood as, quote, an eternal act of God that produces a temporal effect, end quote, page 100. According to Dalzell, nothing less than, quote, true religion is at stake, end quote, for to abandon divine eternity is to abandon the classical view of God altogether. See page 104. The final flashpoint is the substantial unity of God. Dalzell suggests that theistic mutualists face fundamental problems with respect to the doctrine of the Trinity. Without divine simplicity, the three persons of the Godhead might be taken as three parts of God, modalism or Arianism, or as three discrete gods, tritheism. Dalzell notes that some evangelical theistic mutualists, including William Lane Craig and J.P. Moreland, have tended toward compositional models of the Trinity, like social Trinitarianism. He also sees related problems in recent debates concerning the views of the eternal functional subordination of the Son as advocated by Wayne Grudem and Bruce A. Ware. All in all, Dalzell suggests that the neglect of divine simplicity has created a Trinitarian dilemma for some theistic mutualists. Having surveyed these flashpoints, Dolezal concludes that theistic mutualism, quote, is not a promising way forward, end quote, page 136. Classical theism, quote, is not in need of a replacement model, end quote, page 137. The old confessional affirmations of divine immutability, simplicity, eternity, and substantial unity should be upheld. All that is in God is tightly written and cogently argued. This is a didactic work in that it positively and winsomely teaches the classical view of theology proper and gives special emphasis to the importance of divine simplicity as the fundamental grammar of theology. It is also a polemical work in that Dolezal convincingly, clearly, and charitably challenges ways in which some evangelicals have departed from classical theism. Pastors and teachers will profit from reading this work in at least two significant ways. First, it will challenge them to speak carefully and accurately about God in their preaching and teaching. Second, it will help them to be discerning in reading theological works that discuss the doctrine of God, including those that come from evangelical and Calvinistic authors. The book also raises some interesting tangential points bearing on the relationship of the theology of confessional Protestantism and broader Christianity. If one holds to the Second London Baptist Confession of Faith of 1689, a daughter to the Westminster Confession of Faith, as does Dolezal, one affirms a confession that teaches that the triune God is without body, parts, or passions, and that this God is immutable and eternal, as well as self-sufficient. Thus, if one faithfully subscribes to the confession, one necessarily affirms the classical theism or Catholic orthodoxy of historic Christianity, which includes the doctrine of divine simplicity. The Protestant framers of the confessions were, on this point at least, in agreement with both Rome and Constantinople. Indeed, Dolezal can cite both the Roman Catholic philosopher Edward Fazer and the Eastern Orthodox theologian David Bentley Hart, as well as the Puritan John Owen, in support of his defense of divine simplicity. Dolezal suggests the Enlightenment as the most likely culprit in decoupling moderns from classical theism, betraying, quote, how much mechanistic Enlightenment thinking has impacted Christian theology, end quote, page 64. Broad evangelicals who were never tethered to any of the full-orbed Protestant confessions were clearly even more vulnerable to drifting. Dolezal and classical theists, however, will also need to be prepared to be challenged from evangelical brethren as to whether they have put more stock in Thomism than Biblicism. Overall, however, I believe that Dolezal's points are very well taken. This work is an important call for clarification and unity on this most fundamental doctrine, fundamental of doctrines, God. This ends the review. To receive other book reviews like this one, Word Magazine podcasts, and sermons, you can subscribe to Christ Reformed Baptist Church's sermon audio feed on iTunes by searching for Christ Reformed Baptist Church. You can also find other written book reviews and book notes at my blog, jeffriddle.net.